Hi everyone, my name is Johan Mallet. I'm a senior program manager with Microsoft, and today I'm going to talk to you about how to choose a proper gateway type for your ATA deployment. A quick introduction for start. ATA consists of one center and a number of gateways. The way it works is that the gateways will collect the network traffic. That's the main source of data for ATA to be able to detect suspicious activities. And it will send the relevant information to that center. That center will then alert you if there's anything worth noticing, such as an attack, suspicious activity, performance problem. When you choose those gateways, you have two types. So you have the full gateway. The full gateway will be able to capture the network traffic to and from the domain controllers using port mirroring. And the lightweight gateway will be installed on the DC, directly on the domain controllers, and we'll be able to gather the network traffic directly from the NIC. So each option has pros and cons. First of all, for the full gateway, pros are the fact that it's almost undetectable. The fact that you are configuring the full gateway to receive traffic from the DCs with port mirroring, and the fact that the DCs have absolutely zero piece of software installed on them, it makes it impossible to attackers to detect that ATA is in your environment. It also creates a zero footprint on your current AD environment, which means technically you could actually install it without even telling your Active Directory team that you are installing it. Not that I would recommend it, but that could work. And most importantly, as I said, attackers, if they are already in your environment, they won't be able to know that ATA is now watching them. It also offloads the performance requirements to a separate machine instead of having the domain controller handling the work. You will have a separate machine doing it, which makes it capable of handling larger workloads. The cons, well, it requires network configuration for port mirroring. A lot of customers do not like that. They are happy to do something else, hence the lightweight gateway. And that also requires additional machines, which is sometimes very costly. And finally, it doesn't scale very well to environments with a lot of branch offices, because if you think about it, when you have a small site with only one domain controller, sometimes you cannot just have one full gateway for each DC in each site. That would be a lot of machines to install and become a very challenging deployment. In that case, the lightweight gateway is often better. Finally, it's not functional for cloud environments as of now, because most of them do not support port mirroring. Hopefully it will happen at some point, and then ATA will be able to support these environments using the full gateway. Right now the other option is the lightweight gateway that we're going to talk about now. So pros for the lightweight gateway, obviously it's similar to what we talked about earlier, no additional machine. It's often cheaper, no network configuration change, and it's very simple to deploy in branch offices where you have only one server, which is your DC very often. You can simply install your lightweight gateway on those domain controllers, and you will have ATA deployed. The cons, it requires installing a component on each DC. Your AD team may not like that, as there are already a lot of things running on your domain controllers. One more is not something that they will necessarily appreciate. It often requires upgrade for the DC hardware. The lightweight gateway can sometimes be performance extensive. Be assured that there is a fail-safe mechanism and ATA will never crash down your domain controller. However, if we want it to function properly, we need to have the proper hardware requirements. Potentially, if you have an attacker already in your environment, he would be able to detect ATA. Not that he would be able to tamper with it easily, but the fact that he knows he's being watched can sometimes be suspicious and can trigger them to act differently. And finally, the lightweight gateway cannot hold very large loads. If you have DCs that have a lot and a lot of network traffic, you will need to have full gateways. But we will talk about sizing in a few minutes. The other option is the hybrid design. Obviously, you can have a mix of both, depending on your needs, depending on what works better in your environment. That's something that is completely possible. And that's actually what most companies do. So how to decide? Now we're going to get to the real question. There are three questions that you have to answer before being able to choose which gateway you want to use for a particular domain controller. First of all, the load. Can your DCs handle a lightweight gateway? Or will you need some hardware upgrade? So identifying the load on ATA is probably the most important thing before you even get started with any kind of deployment. And to assess this load, we have a tool that we deployed called the ATA sizing tool. And you can find that on aka.ms/ATA sizing tool. And that tool will allow you to run for 24 hours, gather some perfmon data about how many packets per second we get, and generate this beautiful spreadsheet that you see here. And in that spreadsheet, it will detect the amount of packets per second in the 15 or 20 most busy minutes within the day. So we can see what the traffic right here, and that is what we need to evaluate exactly the size of your ATA deployment. So here you can see that some have very varying numbers. And if you look at column B, you can see the recommendation whether or not you can, if you decide to do so, install a lightweight gateway. So for most of them, it says yes. In a few cases, it says maybe, which is not necessarily an issue. You can consider it as a yes, as long as you follow the hardware recommendations. But there are a few no's. So right now we have a no on line 22, because if you look at the maximum amount of packets per second that we have here, it's 54,000 packets per second. That's way too much. The supported load recommendation is 10,000. You can push it a little bit higher, as you can see for those domain controllers here, where it says maybe. But in that case, that will not work. So that environment, for example, would be a perfect case of a hybrid mode. You could have any other domain controllers using the lightweight gateway, but for that one, you would need to have a full gateway. And that's only on the load perspective. Also, we can imagine that this one, on line 17, DC06, would be a bit difficult to upgrade to the required plus 15 gigs of RAM and plus 4 cores. If that becomes a challenge, then you could also use a full gateway for that domain controller, and that would be perfectly fine. Now going back to our questions, the second question is DC placement. Do you have a few large data centers or many small branches? And what's your mirroring scope? So if you have a lot of small branches, maybe it's going to be better to have lightweight gateways for those, because otherwise you would get to a ratio of one gateway for one DC on a lot of cases. And that becomes kind of impractical or very difficult to manage. And in that case, we would usually recommend that you go with lightweight gateways. The second thing is, what's your mirroring scope? So even if you have a lot of DCs on a small number of sites and you would like to use full gateways with, let's say, one or maximum two per large site, usually that could work, but you have to be careful about your mirroring scope. For example, on virtualization software, the mirroring scope is going to be the host. You're not going to be able to mirror the traffic beyond your host. And same thing for your switches. They all have a separate scope. Usually the site is the boundary, but in some cases it can very well be the subnet. So be careful about that. Based on your available solutions, what's going to be your mirroring scope? And always try to avoid the cases where you have a ratio on one DC per one full gateway. That becomes very difficult to manage and not often productive. And finally, last but not least, the threat level. Do you have a suspicion of an attack in progress? If you do, then the full gateway becomes your ally. It will help you detect what's happening without anybody being able to notice. And that's very, very valuable. When you deploy ATA in an incident response scenario, for example, that's often a recommendation. If you have seen several attacks being blocked in the past, that's also a possibility, so that you would avoid any risk of the attacker still being in on-premises and still being able to detect what ATA is doing. In summary, full gateways offer stealth and therefore more secure. Lightweight gateways are cheaper and often easier to manage. Don't forget that your entry point is always going to be your sizing tool. And from then you can start working on what's the proper combination for you of full and lightweight gateways. Finally, few resources. We have on Microsoft Docs a lot of documentation about ATA. We have our sizing tool that you can download here, aka.ms/ATA sizing tool. And here are two great documents. We have the ATA suspicious activity playbook that will detail the kind of attack that ATA is detecting and what do they mean concretely. And you will have the ATA POC deployment guide, which will help you deploy a POC and get started with ATA. Don't forget to join our security communities here, aka.ms/security community, or send us an email at the email address written here. Thank you all for listening.